Goal setting for fitness. Part 2. Discovering your crystal clear vision. Hey y'all, I hope you are treating life well and getting the most out of it. Today I want to continue defining and redefining your crystal clear vision. If you have not read part 1 of this post, please do so before continuing. Alright, here we go. The must-haves continued. Keep it real and keep it you. Many times I have sat down with a client and read over his or her vision, usually very well written, I might add, and then asked the infamous question, is this a direct reflection of your sincere desire and passion, or did you just write this to make me happy? I know this sounds harsh, but it is a question that needs to be asked all the same. If your vision does not come from you, it should not be written down because it is not you. I do wish to clarify something here. I am not suggesting you should write a vision of yourself as you are right now. Of course, you need to envision a different lifestyle than you are currently living. That is the essence of this activity. What I am suggesting is that you keep it within the confines of your desires and your passions. You should not write something for someone else just to make him or her happy. We sometimes have the tendency to write goals or visions based on the expectations of others, or we may write something down because it, quote, sounds good. I have personally been guilty of this in my life, so I speak from experience. If your goal is not from you, it will never become you. Make it giddy, exciting, and motivating. I remember when I was a 12-year-old boy and my father consented to buy my brothers and I a Nintendo. I will never forget the utter excitement I felt as he spoke those words. I raced to the car and began to yell, "Yes!" I was giddy and overcome with joy. In a very real sense, this is exactly what your crystal clear vision should do for you. How, you may ask? Well, think of it this way. You are creating a movie of how you want your life to be, and then you are putting it in the present tense. In other words, it becomes real to you every time you turn on that movie in your head. The movie should be the most authentic and exciting movie that you have and will ever see, because it is the movie of what you will become. Add passion and emotion. Remember that you are trying to convince your subconscious mind that your vision is your new reality, so that it can help you in your pursuit. Remember also that the subconscious mind is only influenced by visions that are emotionally stirring and moving. Add elements to your vision that will push your emotional hot buttons, such as family, friends, your health, your spirituality, and so on. Find the key elements that will be affected by your change and incorporate them into your vision. Here is a real-life example from one of my clients. His title is My Fit Self, A Crystal Clear Vision. I am so happy and grateful I've successfully applied the model of sustainability to all aspects of my physical fitness, mental fitness, spiritual health, and life. Today, I'm better than I was 1 year ago. I live confidently in the present, look good in 36-inch waist pants, turn my wife on, feel free to express myself, can play sports with my kids, choose to eat healthy, regularly work out, see all things positive, empower and support my family in a way never dreamed of before, and explore my deepest potential. I believe in what I am doing and integrate my sense of purpose in who I am. I have a strategy for personal fitness that is about my long-term health and growth. I now arise at 6:30 each morning and start my physical and mental day right. I exercise 6 times each week for 30 to 45 minutes each day, starting at 6:45 a.m. I maintain balance by alternating my workouts. I do resistance weights 3 times each week and cardio training the other 3 days of the week. I track my food and am accountable for what I eat. I feel more energy and zest for life than I ever have before. I live life with great passion and great love interlaced with fun and humor. Everyone who comes in contact with me leaves with the perception that I put the F-U in fun and genuinely care. I listen more than I talk. I deeply love my family and strive to empower and support them. I lead by example. I have pride in myself both physically and what I do for a living. I take care of my body by eating healthy, drinking water, sleeping, praying, walking, running, swimming, weight training, biking, and playing sports. Now, notice how detailed he was in his description. He hits almost all of the elements we mentioned in this and the last post. I challenge you to be different and discover, yes, discover your vision and make it crystal clear. It is within you. And yes, you are worthy to manifest it into your life. Now, all that you have to do is take the time to find it. Life is good, my friends. Until next week, God bless.